This is a recording with Anne Bray on the 9th of April 2013. Anne was the daughter of Joe Pinkney, who was a fitter at Fielding & Platt from the 1920s to the 1960s. Okay. So we were just talking about Joe Pinkney.
That's right, yes. And I think his first real long haul trip was obviously to Canada, which was Winnipeg, and he went on his own. And BOAC, so that was quite an experience. I presume that they went first class, or he went first class, because he was always on about going up the stairs, wasn't he? But he was out there for a good 3 months, and I think my mum was getting a little bit worried. And I can remember, what was his name, Fielding himself, Jim Fielding. He came to the house and said he assured mum that everything was going okay, he was fine. We had no telephone in those days, and he was out there because the press wasn't going as well as they expected. They had problems, so he was out there for the full 3 months.
So how old were you then when he went out?
I was probably 11, and obviously I've got a sister who was older than me, but I can remember I just passed the 11 plus to go to Ribston. But anyway, that was one of the first ones he went. And then he went on to go to Switzerland, which he did probably 3 or 4 years over time. Holland, Sweden. But I think Switzerland was... Switzerland was...
Menziken.
He stayed in, and it was always backwards and forwards there. But he always talked about this one, that he was on his own and...
What did he used to say when he would talk about the Canada trip? Do you remember him coming home from that?
Remember him coming home, but you don't have... I don't know whether we were an excitable family, I suppose. I don't think you were in those days. I mean, Dad was home, great, but I don't recall much more, apart from the little bits, Mum going on, why isn't he home, why isn't he coming home? Switzerland, he went backwards and forwards, and we all got into a routine that he was always away, and he'd work in Sheffield or Glasgow, and I think he stopped going when we got married, didn't he? 66. He didn't go away after that. He was at home with Mum. But he did enjoy it. It was, you know, it was part and parcel of his life, I suppose.
Did he ever bring you anything back from these away jobs, from Canada?
He always had a book, and I think it was a doll from, or dolls from Holland. Also the biggie, Dan Cheese. And I think when he went to Canada, he bought Mum a fur coat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which made up for 3 months away.
That's right. I don't know whether he had to pay duty on that or tax on it when he came back through customs.
How did he get his money just for interest when he was up? Money, do you remember?
Oh, he was always paid. They were paid weekly, and we had a person who lived at the back of us who worked in Fieldings, and he always used to come round and drop the money off on a Friday.
That's brilliant. And do you remember your dad must have been quite handy? Did he ever kind of tinker around with things at home and use the kind of skills that he'd be using at work to make things at home?
Not really. We used to keep chickens, so he made the chicken pen coop down the bottom of the garden. But not really. I think because he worked away, the weekends were spent when he was home. We'd all go for walks or go out. But no, I can't say he was a handy.
No, he
loved his garden.
We obviously did that.
That's right, yes.
He was an engineer, I think, Jordanson.
That's right, yeah. He had his, he loved his garden, and Mum was out to keep the garden together when he was away.
And did he ever talk about Fieldings at all? The kind of things that would go on there when he come back from a day's work, thing that you'd sort of say, oh, this happened?
No, I don't recall an awful lot. I think he was quite a private person, really, wasn't he?
Yeah, you were probably a bit young.
Probably a bit young, I suppose.
You knew all the people that he
Yes. I mean, we
talk about them,
that's right. I mean, we all knew the Jack Hobbs, and we all used to. There was Mr. Niblett, what was his name? Jeff Niblett, and a few others, and they'd all get together, I suppose, and we used to know because we used to go on trips. There was always a pantomime at Christmas, or you went to the seaside, and one day in the summer with Fieldings, they always put on something. But I don't remember him sort of. I think he was always classed as working class. And then you had people that were a bit higher, a bit more white collar in those days, and that was class distinction, really. He had his few moans and groans, because Dad used to moan and groan.
Don't we all that?
And I follow him, I expect.
Anybody in Fieldings knows Joe Pigney.
Yes, they would do.
He's renowned for his moans and groans.
Moans and groans, but.
A lot of apprentices went through his hands, didn't they?
Yes.
He had a reputation, quite a reputation.
Well, yes, I suppose he did.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, they all knew him.
I have heard the name mentioned before, yes. Just as someone who would be at work in the fitting shops. No sort of more specific memories other than he sort of served a long time at Fieldings there. The social occasions, the pantomimes, it reminds me of the Christmas parties. Were you ever taken to the Christmas parties?
Yes, we always went to the Christmas parties, and my sister and I, and then we used to be dropped off by Mum and Dad, and then they'd go Christmas shopping, and that was their stint every year. Kids out the way, go and get all the toys and what have you for Christmas. And I do remember the sort of beach holidays, and I remember we went, I don't know whether it was the Isle of Wight somewhere, but I know we were all climbing up onto this big aircraft carrier. And I'm almost sure, but I'm not certain, that it was HMS Eagle, where the planes used to come off. And I can remember climbing up this rope ladder and my mum saying, oh my goodness, I can't get up there. But from the little boat up. But we were quite young, I suppose. And as you get older, you don't take a lot of interest when you start work yourself and you've got boyfriends and that was it.
Where do they have the parties, Christmas parties?
Was it Fieldings?
Or
in the canteen, I presume it was. That was huge. But it was very good.
Was your dad involved in any of the sports side of things? Did you ever go down to the sports ground at Hempstead with him?
Not a lot, no. No, he wasn't sort of, I don't know, he didn't socialise. He had his own club in Wootton Hall, and that's where he went. But, I haven't got an awful lot to say, have I?
it's lovely to just hear your dad remembered by you, and these little snippets of memory when they're sort of put all together with the other memories of Fielding and Platt, they kind of build up the bigger picture. So it's important that your dad's part of that.
That's right. I mean, obviously he got his articles of apprenticeship, but for some reason he left. He spent 2 years down in Swansea, not working for Fieldings, and of course that broke all his sort of record, so he never got any
long service
or anything, and I think that upset him a little bit, because I think he spent most of his time in Birmingham during the war. He was always away then, and he was always up there fitting machines or whatever it was for ammunition factories, I don't know. And that's the annoying thing. You don't know, do you?
You didn't think to ask at the time.
No, you don't. But, Mum coped very well, really, considering he was away during those years, during the war. Two girls and the dog.
Do you remember when did he spend those 2 years in Swansea? Do you know that?
I think it was just after they were married. Because I can remember they went from being married and they went straight to Swansea. And my sister was born in Swansea, and then 2 years, and he came back and got his old job back. So I'm not sure what happened there.
He was the only member of your family that did work at Fielding's.
Yes. Nobody else. I think that's about all I can really say, which is not very helpful, I wouldn't think, but he enjoys
it. No, it is helpful. And yeah, is there anything you'd like to say, memories of your dad, as a final piece?
What would you like to say? Awkward.
Yes.
His work, I think, he enjoyed his work. He didn't have a lot of friends. I think he was a bit of a private person. But whenever he did his work, I think he did it to his best ability. And I think he really, deep down, he was quite proud of himself that he had travelled more so than anybody else. And, I think he was proud of what he did.
He was certainly, in terms of travelling, it just wasn't done in those days. Nobody went abroad. We had a photograph somewhere on a BOAC plane, didn't we? Getting on huge. I mean, to go intercontinental was a massive step. And he must have been thrilled. He was the only one chosen to go out there.
I think he did talk about it, but there again, through the years, I suppose that was it. He talked about it, but he must have thought that he did very well to go to, and he'd been to Iceland because they stopped off at Iceland. Oh, yes. And I think he saw the, what do they call it, Northern Lights up there. So, yeah, he was proud, and I think he was a proud man too, wasn't he?
Very proud man. And certainly when we went to his funeral, there was a huge crowd of people outside the church when we arrived, you remember? And what are all these people? There must be two services going on. But they're all ex-Fielding's employees. They all used to look out in the memorandum notices in the paper, and as soon as one of their own had passed away, they would all turn up in the en masse. Regretfully, there probably won't be a lot of them left. But then there must have been 20 or 30 of them, wasn't it?
Yes, there was. Yes.
So it must have been a nice place to work, I would think.
I think he definitely would have been really highly regarded and regarded as very skilled if he was the one that was chosen to go away, because not, like you say, not everyone was chosen, and so those that were the ones that were regarded as being able to get the job done and trustworthy and the best at their job.
Yeah, that sounds quite well, I think. I'm sure he was very much in that regard from his employers.
And I think you did an interview with was it Geoffrey Hobbs? Jeff Hobbs. Was his father Jack Hobbs, when we used to go on the pantomime tricks, and of course they'd all stop at the pub before they got on, you know, on the coach back home, and there was three of them, and I think it was, I can't remember the other one's name, Jeff Nibbler, dad, he was the one that lived at Tuffley, and I think they always used to think they were a little bit like the Rat Pack, and the singing. And it was near enough Welsh songs
on the coach coming,
back. That's what we used to enjoy, and that's what I used to remember.
Do you remember where you went for the pantomimes?
It must have been Birmingham, because I can remember seeing Birmingham very bomb, sort of devastated, really. And it was years and years since after that I went back to Birmingham. And it had all changed, but that is my memory of Birmingham, first time seeing it. It was really hit quite hard, I think.
And was that an official Fielding's trip, or was it just, yeah?
No, it was a Fielding's trip. Yeah, they were all on the coach, and we used to wait in the freezing cold. It was always cold when we were stood waiting for the coach to come.
Firms did that, didn't they?
Yeah, just after, I think it was just after Christmas.
So you all congregated at Fielding's and were picked up there, would you?
No, we were picked up at Coney Hill. And I can remember one year it didn't come because there was snow on the ground. And we were all devastated because the coach just didn't turn up. And I suppose the weather was too bad. But Nobody had a phone, did they?
No.
I think that's all my particular memories.
He never drove, did he?
Dad never drove, no, he never. He had a motorbike, but he didn't.
Never drove a car,
no.
So he would have always travelled by public transport wherever he would have gone in this country and abroad, I guess.
If he went on, like, to Glasgow or Sheffield, it was always somebody picked him up in the van. So he went with somebody then. But I don't remember, I just presume he got on the train in Gloucester and then went to the airports or whatever.
You wouldn't have got petrol either, just, well, in the war and just afterwards either, would you?
No. But, no, somebody always took him, obviously, to Birmingham and, you know, in England.
Brilliant. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Mike.
Cheers. Yeah, I hope you can make
Sorry, I can't give you any more information.
No, not a problem. Thank you.